You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. 20 fund houses have raised their cash holdings in the first 6 months of the calendar year, with the largest increase by Quant MF and White Oak Capital, data from Valley Research shows. The data is for cash holdings as a percentage of equity assets. 11 fund houses have cash holdings in excess of 5%. These include the likes of ICICI Prudential MF, HDFC MF and Tata MF. The first two, along with SBI MF, hold in excess of Rs 10,000 crore each in cash. 37 equity schemes held cash in excess of 10% of their assets. This included mostly thematic and mid and small cap schemes. Equity schemes saw inflows of Rs 65,000 crore this year, despite market volatility and bouts of correction. This was on the back of steady flows by way of SIPs averaging more than Rs 13,000 crore per month. Over to economy. Even as India's retail inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, jumped for the first time in 5 months to 4.81% in June, it will not have major impact on the expected retail inflation trajectory for the current fiscal. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee's external member, Ashima Goyal, told Financial Express. According to the RBI's forecast, the Q1 FY24 CPI inflation is projected at around 4.6%. Q2 estimate is at 5.4%, while the estimate for Q3 and Q4 has been pegged at 5.4% and 5.2% respectively. Meanwhile, mobile phone exports crossed the Rs 30,000 crore mark during the April-June quarter, registering an over 100% growth over the year-ago period. Going by the Q1 trend, both the government and industry are confident that the target of reaching exports worth 1 trillion by the fiscal end would be met by December itself. In FY23, mobile phone exports surpassed Rs 90,000 crore, an increase of 100% from Rs 45,000 crore in FY22. Typically, mobile phone sales in India and across the world slow down during July-August as consumers wait for the launch of new models ahead of the festival season. Mobile sales pick up not only in India but across the world in the September-December period. This is usually the period that sees highest production, sales and exports of mobiles across the world. Moving on, India and the US are committed to develop and support the global hydrogen ecosystem to make affordable, low-carbon hydrogen globally by 2030, new and renewable energy secretary Bhupinder Singh Bhalla said on Thursday. Addressing the US-India Energy Summit, Partnership for a Sustainable Future, Bhalla said, quote, "Recognizing the importance of diversified and resilient clean energy supply chains for the energy transition, we are working together to eliminate exposures to disruption," unquote. India and the US are working towards rapidly deploying clean energy at scale, build economic prosperity, and help achieve global climate goals, he said. On to the aviation sector. India's air domestic passenger traffic grew 18.78% in June 2023 on a year-on-year basis, official data showed on Thursday. The traffic growth comes even as Go Air has suspended operations since May 3rd. As per the data released by the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, the country's scheduled domestic flight operations ferried 1.25 crore passengers last month. In June 2022, the traffic numbers stood at 1.05 crore. According to the traffic report, IndiGo achieved the highest market share in the month, under review at 63.2%, followed by Air India 9.7%, Vistara 8.1%, AirAsia India 8%, SpiceJet 4.4%, and Akasa Air 4.9%. Besides, Alliance Air's market share stood at 1.2%, followed by Flybig 0.2% and Star Air 0.2%. Next up, industry. Online food delivery platform Swiggy on Thursday acquired Chennai-based Lynx Logistics, a tech-led FMCG retail distribution company, from Ramco Cements and other promoters of Ramco Group of Companies in a share swap deal. With this acquisition, Swiggy enters the country's food and grocery retail market, which is among the world's largest and fastest growing, estimated at $570 billion in size and expected to grow at 8% year-on-year. Avendus Capital was the sole financial advisor to Link and its shareholders on this transaction. In a regulatory filing, Ramco Cement said it will sell over 499.5 million equity shares held by it in Link to Bundle Technologies, which operates under the Swiggy brand. Simultaneously, Ramco Cement said it will acquire 2.41 million compulsory convertible preference shares of Bundle Technologies in consideration of the sale of shares. Lastly, here are the stocks that you need to watch out for today. These include Wipro, Patanjali Foods, Federal Bank, RVNL, Bandhan Bank, CSB Bank and DLF among others. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended Thursday's session in the green. The Nifty 50 advanced 29.45 points to 19,413.75 and the Sensex gained 0.25% to 65,558.89. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.